So I wanted to start my story about faith in college. So actually, let's start a little before. I went to Catholic school, and I used to call myself a recovering Catholic. I think I broke up with a Catholic church in, when I was 13 in eighth grade, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to confession. I don't think I'm into it anymore. And I sort of broke up with it. And so I went to college, and I had this lovely philosophy professor who taught a class called Varieties of Religious Existentialism. And we read Kierkegaard's Fear and Trembling. And Kierkegaard has this amazing defense of faith. And he says, faith is not believing in something that makes sense. That's sort of in the realm of reason or science. The true test of faith is believing in something that's absurd, but you believe it anyway. And he talks about the story of Abraham and Isaac, and Abraham can't have kids, and he finally gets this son, and God says, take him up to the mountain, sacrifice him, and he does it, and he goes at just the right pace. You know, he's not going too fast, so he's not thinking about it, and he's not dragging his feet, going too slow. He's a faithful servant, and he arrives there just at the right time, and God provides him this lamb to sacrifice instead of his son. So I start thinking, well, that's actually kind of really powerful, and I start thinking about, like, my own belief and intuition and sort of the spirit world and things you can't really see, and I can't really say what I believe in, but I know that there, I feel like there's something bigger out there than me, and it makes no sense to believe in it, but I feel it nonetheless, and that's enough for me to really have faith in it. And that's kind of taken different, it's looked different throughout the years. For a while I was sitting with the Quakers. A friend of mine likes to say for a while we were Buddhist. You know, there was sort of different aspects of that. So fast forward to, I think it was around 2008, I should also say I'm a really big foodie, and I'll basically eat anything except for green olives, or black olives, any olives really. So I traveled a lot and ate the weirdest stuff you could think of, like sheep lung filled with milk and boiled and sliced, and they said it would taste like cake, and it did not taste like cake, but I tried it anyway. And I ate it politely, but I came back to the States and I was picking olives off of things, and I was thinking, this is ridiculous, like you can't eat like chicken hearts and then pick olives off of your pizza. So every once in a while I would still check in with olives. Like I'd see them sort of sitting out on someone's cheese tray and I'd be like, eh. And I'd eat it and spit it out and be like, I still don't like you. But I never gave up on them. And then one fateful day I'm at Whole Foods in DC and I'm by the olives bar. And they have these green spicy olives and they look delicious. So I'm like, you know, maybe I'll check in. It's been about a year. I take one of the green olives out of the green spicy tub and put it in my mouth, and it's like everything I've ever wanted in a food. It's like salty and spicy and meaty and rich, and I was like, oh, I can't believe I was like missing out on this. So I get all these olives, and it was right around New Year's, and I remember thinking, what is going to be true for me this year that has never, ever been true for me before? If I can wake up today and eat this olive and put it in my mouth and love it, who knows? Tomorrow anything's possible. I could just wake up and everything could all be different. Like, everything's different for me in olives now. And I still can't say exactly, I feel like I'm a very faithful person, and I can't exactly say what it is that I have faith in, except that I know that I have faith and that I'm where I should be and that everything's going to be okay and anything is possible, just like liking green olives. Thanks.